Good morning. It's time now for Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez. Good morning, Christine.
Hi, Estevan. How's it going today?
I'm telling you, I had such a terrific time at Earth Day with you and the entire water conservation crew during Earth Day at the Rail Yard Park, and met and talked with a lot of people in our community from Rail Yard Conservancy to many of the other stakeholders that you work with closely on a weekly basis. And so it was great to see you out there.
Oh, it was really great to have you, Simon. Thank you for broadcasting live from our booth. And it was wonderful. I felt like a lot of the partners that we work with in the city were tabling. And so it was hanging out with friends and making new connections. And it was really well attended. Thankfully, the weather was beautiful.
Yeah, our friends from the watershed were there, from the New Mexico Plant Society, the Xerce Society, I mean, just on and on and on. A lot of great booths and information. And of course, our water conservation office. Shout out to all your crew that was there with you.
Yeah, it was great. That was, the first event we've all worked together, and it was great. You know, it's a bonding experience to table an event and work with the public.
And I got a chance to meet a new member of the water committee. So it was a great opportunity for me to be out there. So thank you for allowing us to be there with you.
Yeah, thank you, Estevan. And yeah, Earth Day really just kind of kicked off all of the things that we've got coming up. Later on today, we have an Arbor Day event at the Rail Yard Conservancy Park. And so if anyone's interested in participating in that, stop on by. We have our Parks Department and they're giving away seedlings and we'll be there as well. But we also have a really great event coming up tomorrow from 10 to 12. And I have a guest in the studio today who's going to be talking about that. So in the studio today, we have Claire Noonan, and she is an environmental science teacher at Santa Fe High School. And Claire, we met, we were about to engage in some really fun work with some other teachers there. And then 2020 hit and it's like everything just sort of stopped. So I'm excited to just be face to face with you again. And I think it's the beginning of a lot of conversations that we'll have on ways that we can collaborate. But Claire, for our audience today, would you mind giving us some background, telling us a little bit about yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me today, Estevan and Christine. I am a person who was born and raised here in Santa Fe. I had moved away and gone to college in California for a while, but then moved back here with my family. I have a really great opportunity to work with young people, being a science teacher here at Santa Fe High. And with this garden party is an annual event where we are able to provide materials for families to do gardening in a small space. A lot of our students might have had experience or instruction with some things growing outside, but this is an extension for them to be able to take it home and be able to, have some joy and some food and maybe some flowers that they're producing with their families.
So it is so important to engage our young kids. I mean, we were talking earlier about a green team at Santa Fe High School, and our office actually kind of sponsored that team because at the time my daughter was going to school there. So it was really great to just meet everyone and work at that capacity. But, I think that Santa Fe High has so many little programs or opportunities for students to really become engaged, but they're very engaged already, which is great. I mean, they're just such a great group of students to work with.
Totally. Some of my students this year founded a new club. They call themselves Botany and Sustainability. They have been working on getting things going in our school greenhouse, as well as organizing some fundraisers with thrifted clothes and trash pickups around campus. We're also hoping to partner with a nearby park to improve the aesthetic in the neighborhood surrounding the school.
Oh, wow. And where is the greenhouse? I didn't even know Santa Fe High School had a greenhouse.
It is located on the northeast side of the library. The engineering students were able to assemble it, but it wasn't really planted. We've had some turnover in the science department, and it was so excellent to have students take charge, and they've been planting things since the fall. We got the plastic on, and they've also been painting to preserve the wood.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's wonderful. I really had no idea. And so the idea of the garden party then, you said, is to provide resources for families to grow in small spaces like their backyards, or is it like container?
We have small containers again this year. They're about 2 feet by 3 feet, as we'll also have some live plants and seeds to provide to families this year.
Oh, wow. And so water conservation will be there. We will be tabling the event as well. And we will also be giving away some pollinator seeds and some of our spring planting resources, like our pollinator resource guide and garden guide from the Xerces Society. And so I think, yeah, all those resources will be great for families to be able to engage in. It's nice that it's a focused theme and it's not just like bring everything, you know, to try to provide information to the public. This is, for us, it was nice because there's a, you know, a specific target as far as like outdoor planting goes.
Right. And it is open to the community. We will have a seed swap as well. So it's intended to be a totally free event with people are welcome to bring seeds or take seeds.
And this is the third year that you guys are doing this. Did I hear you say that earlier?
Yes.
And have you always been sort of the organizer or the person who's been behind it, or is it a group of teachers?
I have also partnered with Kate Gomez. She is our digital learning coach on campus, and with her support is really what made the donations happen this year. We also work with Tommy Rodriguez, who has been the school's community coordinator, and this year we've also brought on Lulis De La Hunty, who is our family community connector this year.
Awesome. Well, so everyone listening to our show today, we are talking to Claire Noonan about the third annual garden party taking place tomorrow at Santa Fe High School, 2100 Yucca Street, from 10 to 12 p.m. We're going to take just a short break and come back, and we're going to learn more about the event.
The City of Santa Fe Water Division makes it easy to track your water consumption on an hourly, daily, or monthly basis with the new app for your smartphone. Download the new Ion Water app to keep track of your water use and to make sure you don't have any leaks. To download the app, go to ionwater.com or link through savewatersantafe.com. For direct assistance, please call 955-4333. And remember, saving water is always in season.
And we're back with Save Water Santa Fe, Christine Chavez.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you for listening this morning. We are talking about all of the spring events. You know, we just had Earth Day, Arbor Days later on today, tomorrow, the third annual garden party at Santa Fe High School. You know, Claire, one big piece for us in our education programs throughout the schools is the outdoor learning component. We really do try to focus on that. And there's so many different groups here, education groups that, you know, really try to get kids outside to learn from their environments. You know, we've created a couple different resources for families to engage in the outdoor sector. What is that like for you with these high school students? And how does that kind of work into your curriculum? And are there resources that support this effort?
Yes. There are several community partner organizations that different schools work with. You know, environmental education in New Mexico has an abundance of resources are in and around Santa Fe. So we're really fortunate to have access to that from, you know, RiverSource to the Xerces Society to different funds that even come from the state public education department with supporting outdoor learning. At Santa Fe Public Schools, we do have a dedicated sustainability department, but it really takes the effort of people at every school site working with students. It can't just be up to one department to pull it all off.
Right. And so for tomorrow's event, are there additional sort of resources that people can turn to? I know you had mentioned that the Master Gardeners would be there. They're a huge resource for us, too. I mean, it's just such a dedicated, committed group of people who want to teach, want to learn. I mean, they're just amazing. Shout out to the Master Gardener program.
Yes. We'll also have some beekeepers there, and we will have, you know, free seeds available. A resource that I would like to direct people to is the New Mexico Department of Agriculture has a website that's run out of New Mexico State, and they have our county extension office here as well. So that is a online site with lots of different information about home gardening or troubleshooting or even ideas for improving your garden or area.
Good. Yeah, we use that resource all the time as well. And what about some of your sponsors or people who kind of contributed with, you know, some of the supplies and stuff that you were able to pull together for this event?
We had received a contribution from Home Depot is providing the containers this year. The local nursery, Payne's, gave us some seeds that were past date, but still very viable seeds. And then we also have some live plants coming from Green Fingers Farm up in Alcalde.
Oh, wow. Well, that's great. Well, it's just wonderful to see everyone put their resources into, you know, just helping these families and kids get engaged in this kind of work. I kind of like the trend following COVID where people sort of realize like, well, we should be growing our own vegetables, or people started really putting more emphasis into their own backyards. And so I'm glad that's carrying through and everyone's continuing to learn, because it's not as easy as just, you know, throwing a seed in the ground and hoping for the best. I mean, there's, you know, some planning and things that take place. And so we're super happy to be a part of the event. We encourage everyone to come out. So this is tomorrow from 10 to 12. At Santa Fe High School, and it's in the main, where would people park and how would they navigate themselves to that space?
There is visitor parking on the south and the west side of campus. We'll have the entrance open in the main office. That's where we'll have the seed swap and everything inside. In case of poor weather, we'll be under the portal, and if it's nice, we'll be out around the plaza.
Great. Well, Claire, it was really great seeing you again, and happy to reconnect, and I look forward to our work in the future. Are there any last thoughts or words you want to leave our listeners with today?
It's a pleasure to be part of the community. Thank you.
This community too, right? We were just saying that last week, like Santa Fe is like the best place to work.
Right.
Everyone's just so dedicated and committed to their jobs, and we all have so much overlap, and so I think it allows for just great collaboration. Well, thank you. And thanks, everyone, for listening this morning. I hope you can join us for our Arbor Day event at the Rail Yard Conservancy Park. That event is today from 10 to 2. And then tomorrow, the third annual garden party with the Santa Fe High School students and staff and lots of other community partners from 10 to 12. And to learn more about water conservation here in the city of Santa Fe, please visit SaveWaterSantaFe.com.
Christine, thank you so much and appreciate your special guest. And I'm always down for a party, especially a garden party. How about that? Nice and healthy. All right, folks, go on over and check it out. All right, this is Save Water Santa Fe with Christine Chavez. Tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. right here on KSWV Suave Radio.